Good morning and happy Monday! I'm Monica Wofford, and this is your Monday Moment. How to lead and beat an office bully without getting fired. Bullies are bad for business, but they're also bad for morale, teamwork, and a leader if you don't know how to handle them. Now, this second Monday Moment in our step-by-step series shows you quick tips for leading the office bully and provides you with a full downloadable ebook to help you get more specific guidance. That's the power of our step-by-step series. Are you ready to beat the bully? First, be careful of your labels. A leader who quickly assumes an employee is difficult or calls them a bully is setting themselves up for more difficulty, actually. The labels you give stick. Your brain actually seeks out instances of behavior to support your label. We don't argue with our own data, and your brain is great at taking orders. So if you say someone's a bully, your brain sets out to prove it. Maybe hold off for a moment and ask some detailed questions to get to the real issue before you slap a label on somebody. Secondly, beat them. Now that concept may sound like fun, but you know, literally beating a bully, yeah, that makes you a bully too. And one at the office is enough. This four-letter acronym represents the four steps outlined in the ebook on how to lead and beat the office bully without getting fired. That first step is be bold, but the others might not be what you think. Now, this is leadership training via blog post. Check it out. Go to the link in the actual blog post and download your ebook. I'm Monica Wofford, and that's your Monday Moment. We are getting closer to making them actual moments. Have a great week, an even better Monday, and of course, stay contagious. Now, if you know others who are struggling with leading office bullies, share this post on your social media channels and tell us what you think. Take care.